4 after the latest BBC News.
BBC News. The EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says the $10 billion pledged at a London conference to help victims of the Syrian conflict is no real answer to Syria's troubles. Without a political solution, she said, the donors would have to come back next year to make more pledges. A Saudi Arabian military spokesman has said his country is ready to provide troops to fight against the Islamic State group in Syria if the US-led coalition decides on a ground offensive. But the Saudi general said it was necessary to combine aerial operations with soldiers on the ground. Mexican prosecutors have issued an order for the actress Kate Del Castillo to testify as a witness over her links with the imprisoned drug baron Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Prosecutors say she may have received money from Guzman to launch her tequila business last year. President Obama has announced the creation of a new plan to support a peace agreement in Colombia, which the government and FARC rebels are expected to sign next month. He said he'd asked Congress to approve $450 million for Colombia. The U.S. presidential hopeful Marco Rubio has seen a surge in high-profile endorsements after a surprisingly strong finish in the Iowa caucuses earlier this week. The Florida senator came third in the Republican vote behind Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, but is regarded as a more mainstream candidate. The founder of the influential U.S. soul band Earth, Wind & Fire, Maurice White, has died. He was 74. A former session drummer, he founded the band in the late 1960s. The band won 6 Grammys for a string of hits. Police in Germany say a 16-year-old girl will be allowed to keep a bar of gold worth $18,000, which she found in a lake 6 months ago. The girl found the gold bar while swimming in Bavaria. BBC News.
Hello and welcome to World Football on the BBC World Service. I'm Alan Green. Coming up, he may have the backing of Jose Mourinho, Luis Figo and Alex Ferguson, but is Gianni Infantino destined to become FIFA president?
If I should calculate on the candidates who currently is having the lead, I think it's the Sheikh from Bahrain. If he's doing the right things, he could become a hero, the one who cleaned up FIFA, but there is a lot to do.
We're in Western France to find out about a club that's upsetting the odds.
Before it was part of the town, but not a very important part. But now, with the result of the first team, all the people here was very proud of the team.
And the former Arsenal and Ivory Coast defender, Emmanuel Eboué, tells us about an emotional reunion with his mother, who abandoned him when he was young.
I shook her hand. She was crying. I asked my grandma why that lady is crying. And then my grandma told me, no, she's your mom. I said, she's my mom. He says, she's your mom, you know, so she's happy to see you.
But first, if the fight for the FIFA presidency is decided by who has the most celebrity friends, it's safe to assume that Gianni Infantino would win this month's election. Jose Mourinho, Fabio Capello, Luis Figo, Clarence Seedorf and Roberto Carlos were amongst the stars to turn out to support Infantino at an event at Wembley Stadium this week. Infantino, who is currently the General Secretary of UEFA, outlined his plans for the first 90 days of his presidency, should he win the election on February the 26th. But day one sounds more like a kick around in the garden than an attempt to reform an organisation that's been hit by scandal after scandal.
Dear friends, dear colleagues, I said I want to bring football back to FIFA. So what I want to do on the 27th of February is to organise a football match in Zurich, in the FIFA headquarters. They have a very beautiful football pitch just outside the doors of FIFA. A football match which involves all these legends, but which involves also all the delegates who are there, all those who want to come, all the public, all of you who are there, all those who want to come, all the public, all of you can come and join us, and we'll have a great day playing football in the FIFA headquarters. We take football back to FIFA. This is the first thing that I will do on the day one. The second day, I put up my sleeves and I start working.
So would Gianni Infantino be a good FIFA president? And does he stand any chance of winning? Someone who knows him well is the vice chairman of the Swedish Football Association, Lars Christer Olsen. He was UEFA's general secretary before being replaced by Infantino in 2009. The Swedish FA has announced its support for Infantino, but Olsen believes Sheikh Salman is the favourite to win, and he says backroom deals between the candidates could decide the final outcome.
Yeah, I think everything is possible in football, the world of football. We have seen that, I think, in practice. So